everything else within us. Because if he takes us there, he could lose us. Because we're not ready. And now it's overwhelmed us. And that's happened to Phil and I before. Going somewhere before it was time. Before we were ready. What's the word say? Don't put a novice in a place and lease it overtake them. And it did. And I know what that feels like. And it feels like failure. Technically, it was failure on my part, on our part. But you know what? God is so gracious that it's not that we hadn't studied and we hadn't done that. We had. We were full of his word, but it wasn't time. It was a moment that we stepped out before we were supposed to. And so it didn't end well for us, and we learned from it. But you learn from us. Don't just step out and go and run and say, I'm just tired of sitting here. We got to do something. Let's just do something. Something's better than nothing. Okay, well, if you're saying you're doing nothing, then that means you're not seeking him. You're not waiting the right way. You're not praising him. You're not going before him. Because if you're truly going before him and waiting the right way, you won't ever say, let's go before it's time. Because you won't have a peace in your private prayer time from him to go. Right? You won't have a peace. You can't move where he don't let you move. What did Moses say? I'm not going there if you don't go with me. You won't go anywhere God doesn't go with you. Because I don't know how people make it without Jesus. With the health issues and stuff that have been going on in my family, and then losing my father right in the midst of it all, I don't know how people make it without Jesus. With Jesus. There were some days I had to just lay and say, God, I know you got me. I know that you're taking care of me. I know that you haven't left me because your word says that I will never leave or forsake you. I thank you that you are right here with me. And even in the midst of how I feel right now, and I'd be crying. Listen, I'd be crying. I'm almost crying now. I would be crying. But my confession would never change. Why? Because I've been there. I've been there. My family don't need me to be sorry about things and to be sit down and cast out. They need me to be strong. And it's okay to cry. Jesus cried. At Lazarus's tomb, he cried. It's okay to cry. We're emotion, like we don't go on our emotions, but emotions are part of us. How did I get saved? Because I felt the tug of God on my heart by my emotions. Amen? It's okay to cry. But what it's not okay to do is to sit down and say, where are you? You aren't here. I've served you this long, and you've just left me, and you've just put this on me. No bad thing, evil thing comes to you from God, ever. Ever. Just get it out of your head. Get it out of your head. That's what the enemy wants you to think, that I sinned so bad that, God, I don't even know what I did, but maybe if I talked to Miss Sally Sue so bad, you put this on me because I was doing something so wrong. God does not put things on you. Not like that. Not bad things. Amen? Do we all know that? Because it's important that you know that. Because if you go around thinking that God's going to strike you every time you do something, that's not the loving, compassionate, merciful God that I know. And that's not the word. That's not the God that is talked about in the word. And so you need to understand that. That's the enemy coming after you. And what allows things to come on us? They asked the blind man's mother, right? Why'd this come upon him? Or they asked Jesus about the blind man. Why'd this come upon him? Did he sin? Did his parents sin? Well, it said, neither that I may be glorified. There's no sin. Neither that I may be glorified. Amen? So when you're waiting, this right here is the most horriblest thing. If you're not renewing it, is the biggest battle right here. This is your biggest battle. The thoughts that you have in your head, and we talked about last time, so we're not going to really go into that, but you know to take control of those thoughts. And the Bible tells us what to think on. Think on things that are good. Think on things that are decent, that are of good report, of our, you know, the Bible said, I think that's, I know where it's at, I just can't think of it right now, and I'm not going to tell you wrong. So anyway, I'm just going to go over some scripture. Psalm 59:9, because of his strength will I wait on thee, for God is my defense. Huh. Listen, we've been going through this season, I would feel a peace when I didn't know why. Just feel a peace when it shouldn't have been a peace.